And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today, the excessive heat warning issued for the Motherlode will expire at 8 p.m. tonight. The afternoon high in the Motherlode and the Central Valley will range from 100 to a possible 114 in the valleys. Even as the temperatures begin to cool, still, drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. And whenever possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Be sure to know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Always wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when you're out in the sun whenever possible. And anyone overcome by heat, remember, should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. You should call 911. And cooling centers will be opened again today in Ione, Fire Station Number 2 on Preston Avenue from noon until 8 p.m. At the Amador Senior Center on New York Ranch Road today from 12:30 to 5. And Amador County Government Facilities will be open during regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can sit in the lobby if you need a cooling center. Also, you can beat the heat today at the San Andreas Library from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Calaveras Connect will provide free rides to the cooling center with special services. All you need to do is call 754-4450 to reserve a ride. And no matter where you are in Calaveras County, they will take you to the cooling center at the library. And with electric transmission lines from Oregon still unreliable due to the bootleg fire and continued high temperatures across the West, the California Independent System Operator issued a statewide flex alert for today. Consumers are strongly encouraged to continue to conserve as much electricity as possible between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. today. Conservation is key to reducing stress on the grid during these peak hours. In addition, the ISO has restricted maintenance for today, ensuring that all available resources are online. The fast-moving bootleg fire in Oregon tripped off transmission lines on Friday and again on Saturday, limiting electricity flow from the Pacific Northwest into California and other states. Now, when a flex alert is in effect, set your thermostat to 78 degrees or higher if your health permits. Avoid using major appliances like dishwashers and clothes washers and dryers. Turn off all unnecessary lights. Now that is during the flex alert 4 to 9 p.m. Now prior to the flex alert, pre-cool your home by lowering the thermostat. If you need to use your major appliances, do it before the flex alert is in effect. Close window coverings to keep your home cool as well. And yesterday around 11:30, Cal Fire reported a branch across a power line off on Quartz Mountain Road. That incident touched off a small 3-acre grass fire. Crews remained on scene throughout the afternoon and into the evening, checking for hot spots. But again, it was contained to just 3 acres. However, it did plunge over 550 PG&E customers into the dark throughout the heat of the day, some until the early evening hours. Well, despite new guidance issued Friday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, California will require that masks be worn at schools when classrooms are open this fall. The CDC direction says vaccinated teachers and students do not need to wear face coverings inside school buildings. Ahead of new school guidelines expected next week, health officials in California stated Friday that requiring face coverings will allow all schools to reopen this fall for full in-person instruction. Also, not all schools can accommodate physical distancing of at least 3 feet or more. The best preventative measure is masking indoors. Additionally, the California Department of Public Health in a written statement noted that the mask requirement, quote, allows all kids to be treated the same without any stigma attached to those who are vaccinated or unvaccinated. And Caltrans is scheduled to begin a major paving project, approving approximately 20 miles of roadway in Amador County later today. Caltrans is scheduled to rehabilitate the road surface at various locations in and near Ione from the Sacramento County line. Now, the concrete road surface will be replaced with hot mix asphalt and restriping to improve roadway visibility. The work will continue into the fall. Crews are scheduled to work from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Sundays. One-way traffic control will be in effect throughout the evening. Motorists should expect 10-minute delays and take alternate routes. And your blue ribbon is waiting for you at the Amador County Fair. All you have to do is enter. The exhibitor's guide is now available online with the easy-to-access entry forms, and the deadline for submitting your entry form has been extended to July 16th. Now, again, you can enter garden produce, arts and photography, collections, gems and minerals, handiwork, culinary creations, and more. Entry forms are now due this Friday, 6 p.m., with the actual exhibits due just before the fair. For more details, visit AmadorCountyFair.com or call the fair office, 245-6921. The Amador County Fair, July 29th through August 1st. And once again, no-cost COVID-19 testing is available today, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Health and Human Services Building rear parking lot on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge Road. Now, no-cost testing is available every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. No appointments necessary, just drop in. That's today from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.